The KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, Jackson City Council oversaw the swearing-in of a new chief of police and approved a new leash law for the city during their meeting last night. Law enforcement officials from around the county joined the council for the swearing-in of Christopher Mindrup as police chief for the city. Mindrup is a 19-year veteran of the Jackson Police Department, having previously been a detective, sergeant, and captain on the force. He has served as interim chief since the start of the year. The council then went right to work after the ceremony, approving the first reading of an ordinance that will require dogs to be kept on leashes when in public spaces within the city of Jackson. The new law also sets procedures for declaring dogs to be vicious, which allows them to be seized by officials. Also approved last night was a change to the city's public camping laws. In order to comply with a recent court decision, the ordinance will state that the prohibition on camping in public spaces in the city will not be enforceable unless there is a viable shelter or campground available. The council did discuss possible locations for such a campground, but issues remain with each of the suggested sites.
And triple-digit heat expected in the Motherlode through Friday. According to the National Weather Service, strong high pressure will bring another episode of heat to inland areas in Northern California through Friday. High temps through the remainder of the week forecast to range from 100 to 110 across the Central Valley and foothills. Now, the hottest days will be Wednesday and Thursday, when much of the Motherlode expected to see highs around 102 to 104. Overnight lows will be mild, particularly Wednesday and Thursday nights, ranging from the mid-60s to 70s, with little or no relief from the Delta breeze. The heat is forecast to moderate over the weekend as high-pressure weakens. Anyone with outdoor activities this week should be aware of the potential for hotter weather and plan accordingly.
And CAL FIRE, along with local Amador County fire crews, rolled to a reported vegetation fire in the Willow Creek subdivision yesterday afternoon. Just before 3, the fire was reported on property off of Muller Road. When units arrived, they discovered a barn and surrounding vegetation was on fire. Within minutes of their arrival, CAL FIRE, AFPD, and Ione firefighters were able to stop the forward progress at 2 acres and keep the blaze from extending to nearby structures. The cause of the fire, currently under investigation.
And the Calaveras Public Utility District will hold a public hearing tonight regarding the adoption of proposed increase to the district water rates. The CPUD initiated the proposed increase in April, as the current rates have been in place since 2012, with the last increase in July of 2016. The district's primary income source comes from monthly water service fees, and CPUD officials say the current rate structure not sufficient to meet the budgetary needs of the district. Tonight's meeting was postponed from June after the district received a letter from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association asserting the district did not give proper notice of the planned hearing. Well, the district disagreed with the letter, however, elected to postpone the hearing. Customers were notified in April, and the district held 2 informational meetings in May to allow the public the opportunity to learn more about the proposed new rate structure. A strong Proposition 218 protest movement to block the rate increase has been underway in the district, with those against the increase collecting signatures and letters from CPUD customers. The Calaveras Public Utility District covers San Andreas, Moke Hill, Glencoe, Paloma, and Railroad Flat, serving nearly 5,000 people in the 35-square-mile district. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 p.m. in San Andreas Town Hall.
And Sunner Creek Fire District hosted a multi-casualty incident training event yesterday at the Amador County School Transportation Facility in Sunner Creek. Amador Schools donated an out-of-service school bus that was used for the training prop. The training consisted of securing the bus, cutting an access hole in the roof, and removing the trapped participants from that bus. As part of the training, they also triaged the patients to determine what care and what hospital they would need to be transported to. Personnel from American Legion Ambulance, Ione Fire, Jackson Fire, CAL FIRE, AFPD, Mule Creek Fire, Buena Vista Fire, California Highway Patrol, Sutter Amador Hospital, and Sutter Creek Fire District all participated in the multi-casualty drill.
And the Calaveras County Fair Board of Directors seeking a theme for the 2020 Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. The theme ideas can be centered around the following: Calaveras County history, country living, Mark Twain, rodeo, recreation, ag commodities, fairs, or any other creative idea that represents Calaveras County. Fair themes have included Be a Kid Again, Boots, Chaps, and Cowboy Hats, Heard It Through the Grapevine, and Expect the Best, spelt E-G-G. Now, slogan suggestions can be mailed to P.O. Box 489 Angels Camp 95222 or emailed to Lori@frogtown.org. Now, once the slogan is selected, the fair will have an artwork contest. The person with the winning slogan will receive a VIP package to the 2020 Calaveras County Fair. Entries are due September 9th of this year. Next year's fair runs May 14th through the 17th.
And this coming Saturday, the Amador Air District and ACES join forces for a free pine needle disposal day. This will run from 9 to noon and from 1 to 4 at the ACES waste station off of Berry Street in Pine Grove. Now remember, no business or commercially generated pine needles, meaning no yard maintenance companies or landscapers. You must show Amador County identification, no out-of-county pine needles, and please limit to 2 trips per vehicle and limit each trip to 2 cubic yards per vehicle. Loads exceeding 2 yards may be charged. Again, that's this Saturday. Free pine needle disposal courtesy of the Amador Fire District and ACES at the ACES Waste Services in Pine Grove on Berry Street, 9 to noon, then from 1 until 4. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.